This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. High temperatures and low humidity have caused the rapid growth of a new wildfire in a remote part of Glacier National Park. Park officials say the fire 8 miles north of Nyack in the south central part of Glacier had burned almost 18 square miles by last night. It's threatening the upper Nyack cabin, a historic patrol cabin, and forced the closure of several trails and backcountry campsites. 35 firefighters and 2 helicopters have been assigned to the blaze, but the extreme fire behavior has led officials to order a new management team. Temperatures ranging between 95 and 100 degrees are forecast through tomorrow. East of Logan Pass, the Reynolds Creek Fire remains at nearly 7 square miles and is 67% contained. The federal government is suing the owners of a mine near Lincoln, where members of the Oath Keepers group have gathered. Steve Jess reports.
U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter filed the civil suit in federal court in Helena on Tuesday. The complaint claims George Cornick and Philip Napo, owners of the White Hope Mine, have blocked access to public lands by illegally opening a road, cutting down trees, and building a garage on the site. The two miners are disputing the Forest Service's claim that they no longer have a valid right to mine the land for gold. They've drawn members of the Oath Keepers group to Lincoln. Oath Keepers is a constitutionalist group that vows to keep the federal government from committing unconstitutional acts, such as seizing weapons or land owned by private citizens. Many of its members are veterans. The suit asks the court to force the mine's owners and their supporters to allow Forest Service employees and the general public to enter the site and remove the unauthorized building unless the two sides come to an agreement that allows them to resume mining. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined comment on a pending matter. The Oath Keepers spokeswoman has not responded to a request for comment, and Cornick and Napo have unlisted telephones. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices has determined a former state senator broke at least 7 campaign laws in Hamilton's 2014 Republican primary election. Commissioner Jonathan Modell said in findings released yesterday that civil charges are justified against Scott Bollinger. He was appointed to represent Darby in 2012 and narrowly lost the redistricted seat in the following election. Modell says he never authorized his treasurer, kept sloppy campaign records, and failed to account for about $7,000 in donations and expenditures. Bollinger also reportedly improperly refunded donors, filed one financial report late, and never filed a closing report after losing. Bollinger could not immediately be reached for comment. Public school students are required to be vaccinated against chickenpox and whooping cough by October 1st, and a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana caravan is touring the state to connect families with free or reduced shots. The Independent Record reports Brian Haynes runs the caravan and says the service helped over 1,400 vaccinations take place since it started running in 2014. Residents near Bridger Bowl are being warned to expect more truck traffic as a logging project is expected to begin this week. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that a federal judge in Missoula ruled last month that the South Bridger Interface tree trimming project can go forward despite a challenge from environmentalists. The U.S. Forest Service project will focus on dead and diseased trees. An overflow crowd packed the Montana Dakota's BLM state office in Billings to speak on the federal coal program. The agency is seeking comment on possible changes to make sure it's obtaining the full economic value for the mining of federal coal. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
A focus of these listening sessions is the money generated from the mining of federal coal. This includes the leases, the market value of coal, the royalty based on that sale price, the revenues generated or not captured by those royalties and taxes, and of course, the jobs.
I'm scared. I'm fearful of my future.
Ryan White of Sheridan, Wyoming, works at Cloud Peak Energy Spring Creek Mine in the Montana portion of the Powder River Basin.
I go to work each morning wondering when the government is going to financially force my company out of business. I see pressure coming from the president, from the EPA, from the Office of the National Resource Revenue, and now the BLM to essentially shut down coal mining. I see my government trying to destroy my job and my future.
White asks, why would a coal company lease federal coal if the taxes and royalties are increased? If that happens, others say, then no taxes and royalties would be collected. But State Representative Margie McDonald of Billings counters, the BLM needs to manage coal fairly.
Many of the speakers today are focusing on the faulty premise that setting a fair and fiscally sound valuation for a publicly held asset is going to shut out the lights and shut down the jobs. That is just not the case.
McDonald points to a practice by some coal companies to sell their coal to their own subsidiaries at lower than market price. That's what the royalty is assessed on. Then the company resells the coal at a higher price. She says that loophole needs to be closed. The listening session in Billings was the second in a series planned this month across the country. The next session is Thursday in Gillette, Wyoming. The BLM is also seeking written comments. The deadline is September 17th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The Montana Republican Party is accusing the state attorney general's office of misconduct related to the party's lawsuit to close primary elections. In a motion filed yesterday, the GOP seeks to remove Deputy Attorney General John Bennion from the case. They say Bennion violated a code of conduct by calling party executive director Chris Shipp and asking him about matters related to the case without first notifying the party's attorney. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court asks a federal judge to strike down as unconstitutional Montana laws allowing registered voters to participate in any party primary. Republicans say closed primaries are needed because people not in their party have been voting in GOP primaries and influencing election outcomes for years. An attorney general's office spokesman says the state plans an official response in court denying allegations. High temperatures and low humidity sent Glacier National Park's new Thompson Creek fire on an aggressive run yesterday. People from Kalispell to East Glacier reported a huge smoke plume Tuesday afternoon. The fire was first reported Sunday and quickly grew to 1,900 acres. Now, the Park Service is saying the Thompson Creek fire has burned 11,400 acres as of last night. Tom Bynum is a photographer in East Glacier. He was tweeting photos of the smoke plume from Looking Glass Road yesterday afternoon.
The fire is blowing up. Like, it's impressive. If you look just to the north, the sky is purple and almost black in places. It's rather dramatic.
The Park Service says a management team is using a contain and confine strategy on the fire, but at this time is not sending people in to fight it on the ground due to remote rugged terrain and a lack of safety zones in the area. The Sucker Creek fire near Lincoln that was reported earlier this week was last listed at 10 acres. The Scotty Brown fire in the Ovando area now stands at 23 acres and 20% containment. Biologists in Yellowstone National Park have captured a second grizzly bear cub at the scene of an attack in which an adult bear killed a Montana man. Park spokeswoman Amy Bartlett says the two cubs and their mother, who was captured last week, were being held pending DNA tests on the older bear to determine if it was the culprit. If so, park officials have said the adult animal will be euthanized out of concern for public safety. Park officials have said the cubs also could be killed if no place can be found for them in a zoo or animal rehab facility. 63-year-old Lance Crosby of Billings was hiking alone and without bear spray when he was attacked and his body partially consumed last week. Thanks for listening.